From WCVE News in Richmond, I'm Saraya Wintersmith. Craig Carper is away. Joining me now is Jeff Shapiro, political columnist for the Richmond Times-Dispatch and political analyst for WCVE. Jeff, happy Hot Friday.
Hi there, Saraya.
Candidates for Governor Ed Gillespie and Ralph Northam will face off in debate for the first time Saturday. Jeff, what can we expect to see?
They will be appearing at the Homestead Resort in Bath County. And the audience, the primary audience, pun unintended, is the Virginia Bar Association. This is a first opportunity for these candidates, as their party's nominees, to be asked questions they've either avoided or questions with which they are uncomfortable. And for Ed Gillespie, that includes President Donald Trump and health care. And for Democrat Northam, that includes these proposed twin natural gas pipelines for Western Virginia.
Mid-year campaign finance reports are out. And Jeff, it would seem that Virginia Democrats, at least for statewide office, are effectively changing their energy into dollars.
Now, in these post-primary fundraising reports, particularly at the gubernatorial level, in terms of cash in the bank, and that's the bottom line, pun unintended, Gillespie is leading Northam. Gillespie has over $3 million, Northam just under $1.8 million. But keep in mind that Ralph Northam spent about $8 million in his primary campaign against Tom Perriello. It was, I guess the Northam people would argue, money well spent. Northam clobbered Perriello, defeating him by nearly 12 percentage points. Gillespie, on the other hand, spent comparatively little, and as a consequence, barely avoided losing to Corey Stewart. It's important to note here that Gillespie and Northam will have plenty of money, and that's because the Virginia governor's election is the only potentially competitive statewide race in the country this year. So Virginia is going to capture a lot of attention and a lot of political cash.
Virginians in the southwestern part of the state are set to benefit from a remote area medical clinic this weekend. Jeff, Democrats are using this as an opportunity to talk about health care.
And Democrats have been using this as an opportunity to talk about health care for several years. But of course, given the inaction in Washington by the Republican Congress, that along with a Republican president had vowed to replace Obamacare, this weekend-long clinic in Wise County is an important stage for Democrats to make a political point. The clinic provides all sorts of medical attention to people who don't get it. They are coming from the coal fields of Virginia and some of the surrounding Appalachian states, Tennessee and Kentucky. This is Trump country. But again, it is a deeply impoverished region with huge gaps in health care. And Democrats, including Ralph Northam, the gubernatorial nominee, and Tim Kaine, who is running for re-election to the Senate next year, they are making a point of traveling to Wise for this clinic to make the point that an area that has to make do with handouts might end up with even less if Trump care were put in place.
This week, both of the major party candidates for governor rolled out policy proposals. Republican Ed Gillespie produced the agenda for improving military and veteran affairs. And after some criticism, the Democrat, Ralph Northam, announced his rural economic policy plan. Jeff, they're both courting key groups here.
Courting two very different groups and courting these two very different groups for very different reasons. Ed Gillespie traveling to Norfolk, going after the military and veterans vote. Among the proposals he is advancing, making it easier for active duty military personnel to vote. I suspect some Democrats might find this all somewhat peculiar, given their association, Democrats' association, with Republican efforts to erect obstacles to exercising the franchise. That would include, for example, the photo ID law that has been put in place under a Republican governor and a Republican legislature. The Republican nominee used this opportunity to cozy up somewhat with Trump. That was a first, and Democrats seemed to jump on it. Gillespie saying it's important Virginia have a Republican governor, if only to work with the Trump Republican White House. As for Northam, whose campaign is largely seen as one note, if you don't like Trump, you shouldn't like Gillespie, is going to some lengths now to actually talk about Virginia-specific issues, and that includes ways to prop up the struggling rural economy. Among the ideas he is advancing, a big investment in the Wise County campus of the University of Virginia, about a $15 million expansion that he's proposing down there. And again, he is doing this in part because all he seems to have talked about during this campaign, especially through the primary season, is Donald Trump.
Jeff Shapiro, our time is up. Always a pleasure speaking with you.
Have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Stay cool.